Next, the final three items here are all lease renewals for grazing leases, and I'll make some general comments that hold true to all three of these, maybe save some restating. All three of them are expiring at the end of the grazing season this year, and so what's being asked of the commission is for a renewal starting the spring or summer of 2021. In addition to each one of these has some specific habitat components that we are trying to, that we're working on achieving with these grazing systems. But in addition to that, I think it's worth pointing out that as you would expect, there are social and economic aspects to this that are of secondary importance, but nonetheless very important in the sort of packaging up these projects and recognizing their various values, including obviously building relationships with neighboring properties and local engagement, help with managing the properties. And we typically, when we do these renewals, we'll also point out that the Habitat Montana policy supports the collaboration with agriculture and demonstrating the compatibility of wildlife and wildlife habitat with agriculture and economics and cultural values, and also points out or encourages the promoting habitat friendly agriculture. So these, in addition to the habitat benefits that each of these leases represents, there's that other side of these leases that we find to be very important as well. So then on to the Mount Hagen German Gulch grazing lease. FWP is proposing a 10-year lease renewal with the Peterson Fairmont Ranch. The habitat benefits here, so this particular lease is part of a grazing system that extends up onto the U.S. Forest Service lands, and there's rest built into this system, so that elk winter range that occurs on the lower elevation parts of this grazing system, about half of that winter range in each year is rested. So of course, providing forage benefits for wintering elk. On the summer range side, we found that some grazing treatments will actually make the early summer range for elk more attractive. It makes the forage more attractive and helps keep the elk on the wildlife management area on these more upper elevation sites. So in total, this grazing system involves about 31 square miles of land that we can point to as effectively benefiting from a well-managed, well-designed grazing system. This would be a cash lease, and we would be charging half of the standard rate. I think it's been explained before, but just for your own recollection, the standard rate is basically the average reported average of private land grazing leases as reported by the National Ag Statistics Service or survey, which I think this past year was $24.50. So the half of that would be $12.25. The Peterson Ranch has been in this lease since 2001, but the grazing system itself has been, in some form, has been in place since 1989. The lessee, because they're paying only half of the standard rate, they're taking full responsibility for fence maintenance. And under that circumstance, FWP would be providing the materials. This went out for public comment as part of the EA process. There were six comments received from five parties. I think one party commented multiple times. There were four comments in support, including the Skyline Sportsman's Club. One party asked some questions but didn't state a position. And with the ongoing benefits here, it is the department's recommendation to proceed with this renewal.
Thank you, Mr. Northrup. Do I have a motion? Mr. Chairman, I move the commission approve the Mount Hagen WMA South grazing lease renewal as proposed.
Second.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the commission? Any comments from the public?
Chair Colton, members of the commission, no public comments.
Thank you. Back to the commission. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Mount Hagen South.
I think we just approved that one.
I thought we did.
I think Commissioner Aldridge motioned for the South one.
Okay. We better vote on German Gulch too, though.
So that was, my apologies if that was confusing. They both start with the same title, Mount Hagen. So that was, the German Gulch was what I was speaking to. Perhaps I can describe the South grazing lease, and then we can, however you prefer, Mr. Chairman, we can proceed with a vote.
Why don't, just to clear up the record, because we are going to be contractually bound here, why don't we go ahead and take a proposal or the presentation on the South, and then I would entertain a motion approving both Mount Hagen German Gulch and Mount Hagen South, and we can vote on those as a bundle so the record's clear.
Very good, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. So the South grazing lease, the department is requesting a five-year renewal of that lease, and this is this one involves multiple three different ranches. And in addition to the wildlife management area, there's private land, BLM, and Forest Service lands involved, affecting about 24,600 acres. The value of this from a habitat standpoint, there's a reduced stocking rate and rest and deferment that's being incorporated across these areas that didn't exist prior to this grazing system. The grazing on the wildlife management area on summer range, again, there's the improved forage attractiveness in early summer, particularly for elk. And there's rest being built into this grazing system, both on an elk calving areas and elk winter range, and which is on the Forest Service lands. This system's been in place since 1984, so it's an ongoing effort to continue to maintain the high quality of these areas. The three ranches involved are the Thompson, Ralston, and Bacon ranches. The Thompson and Bacon ranches would be paying half the standard rate, so that would be a cash lease. The Ralston ranch is actually an exchange of use, and they would be resting some portion of their private land each year, or it's actually rest that's built into the system, and that is in place of a cash payment. All of those ranches are subject to the fence maintenance responsibilities. So the public comments on this lease are lumped together with the public comments from the German Gulch lease. So they are what you heard presented earlier also speaks to this particular lease. Our intent to, or our recommendation is also to proceed with this lease renewal.
Thank you. Can I get a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the commission approve both the Mount Hagen WMA German Gulch and the Mount Hagen WMA South grazing leases as proposed by FWP.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any comments or questions from the commission? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final item, Fresno grazing.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.